Welcome to Eugeria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Eugeria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Eugeria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Eugeria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Today is September the 8th, day after Labor Day, and joining me today in the studio is Mary Jo Bowser and Lee Cantor. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
How was your all's long weekend?
I had a good time.
Good.
All my adult children and their spouses were home, so Mama had all her little chicks.
Yeah, Mary Jo text me at 11:35 Saturday evening, if I remember correctly, and wanted to know if she could meet us at church Sunday morning. Well, you got to understand, I'm in bed even then at 9 o'clock.
Sorry, and, Sam.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, you'd have your phone turned off, like, if you're in bed.
But
right?
But we did. We were not able to meet. But anyway, we tried.
Well, I got some big news.
What's the news?
From my youngest baby girl, who pointed out to all her brothers and sisters, who pair had been married 5 years, and one pair had been married 2 years, and her little husband's sister was there, and they'd been married 2 years, and she said, "And guess who's pregnant?"
Who?
So this will be baby sister. Will this be your first grandchild?
This will be my first grandchild.
Okay. Congratulations are in order. Let's get on with the show, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. Absolutely.
Joining us today is Crystal Johnson with Crystal Johnson Health. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Sam.
How are you?
I am good.
And so we had our little personal time. How was your weekend?
It was good, actually. We stayed home most of the weekend, but my daughter is a senior in high school, and they're having junior senior wars, and our house got hit with the toilet paper.
Oh boy!
I got to tell you, I in my house that was absolutely forbidden, and I mean there was repercussions, and every one of my children's friends knew. I put the fear of the Lord in. Yeah.
So, what was the penalty in your house?
My house.
So your kid was punished if that happened?
Someone was going to pay the price, and it wasn't going to be. You know, the idea that this happens all in the name of fun, and it's the parents that have to clean up.
No
and
way.
Pay the price.
It's the kids
I'm
that have to clean
it.
Up.
That wasn't flying in my house.
Well, all right, back to business. Anyway, we want to know about Crystal and her background, but Crystal is truly one of the heroes of the senior population because she is the owner and developer of Crystal Johnson Health, which she's going to tell us more about. But Crystal, what's your background and how did you happen to get into this?
Well, it's actually, I kind of tripped upon this business. I'm from Pittsburgh, and after graduating from Penn State, I went to Houston and moved in with my sister to conquer the world, and ended up not doing that in a couple years. Went back to school to University of Houston and was determined to enter into a career path that was more management development focused. So I did, and I was working in the oil industry in their fast track program for their, you know, trying to move us up to general management. So we got to know a little bit about everything and not a lot about anything. And then from there, I was trying to find a way to have a better connection to a purpose. I was doing some volunteer work, actually at an organic garden, and did a lot of organic gardening in my own yard, and then found a job with DuPont, who was the parent company at the time, in biomedical research sales.
Wow.
And loved that job. Absolutely adored it. And got to, basically, I was selling consumable products to doctors and researchers in the Texas Medical Center, any of the research hospitals and universities, and I was in labs all the time, and these were the people who were trying to discover what caused disease or mm-hmm. what was the cure of disease, and they were looking at things at a cellular level. And then from there, I thought that was just awesome, but we ended up, my husband and I ended up going to this marriage encounter weekend with the church where they made us talk to each other about this, that, and the other, and we were answered a question. We answered questions separately and got back together to compare answers. And the question was, if you could live anywhere and money and jobs were not an issue, where would it be and why? And of course, he came back with, we're here. We're in Houston. It's awesome. We can golf year round. It's hot. I love it. And of course, we were living in the house that he built that was, you know, our supposed to be our final resting place. And I told him we really ought to move to Atlanta. And I got the deer in the headlights look.
And well, why Atlanta?
Well, because our children at the time were 2 and 5. And I was working all the time. David was working all the time. And they were growing up with absolutely no understanding of extended family. Mm. They didn't know what a cousin was, or they knew grandma and grandpa were, and they came to visit once a year for a couple weeks because they were in Pittsburgh. And aunt meant Aunt Cindy. And nothing else. And my brother, David's brother, lived in Atlanta. I had a friend from high school there, and 4 aunts and uncles.
Oh.
And so I said, why don't we move to Atlanta? And he said, well, okay, I'll move if you quit your job and stay home with the kids.
Wow.
And I said, not knowing what I was saying at the time, being a workaholic, I said, okay, yeah, sure, I can do that. And so that was in February, and by June, we were sold the house and moved, and we were living in Atlanta.
Wow.
And we'd made the decision, and then I got to Atlanta and found out that staying home all the time was great for a couple months, and then I was going stir crazy and needed other things to do. So I started looking in the community and took the Master Gardening Program through the Extension Office and UGA. And did that for a while. And then when the kids got into elementary school, I volunteered a lot in the elementary schools. I did have some construction project management background, so I built a couple outdoor classrooms with a lot of people's help. And at one of the elementary schools, and then started environmental clubs. And somewhere along there, my friend from high school called me and said, hey, I'm thinking about selling these products for this company, and I think it's right up your alley, and maybe you should take a look at it. Can you turn on Oprah tomorrow at 4? So I did. Caught the tail end of a story on the Shackley Company and their green cleaning products, and bought the Oprah kit, and had no intention of doing anything with it other than
green cleaning.
Green cleaning, correct. And then I saw it as a way to, after getting into using the products and loving them, after about a month or two, I thought, well, if maybe it would help out my friend if I just became a distributor of the products. So I asked her, what would help you more if I just use the products or become a distributor? And she's like, well, I don't know. I think if you become a distributor, that's better. And so I decided it was a great way to offer the parents of the kids who were in my eco clubs a way that they could help the environment with something they could do, getting the chemicals out of their home and replacing them with natural cleaners while their kids were learning about the environment in my eco clubs. So that's why my Shackley website is Crystal Clean, and my email address originally was Crystal Clean, because that's all it was about for me, was the environment for a long time. And then somewhere along there, we started taking their supplements, and I started listening to what they are all about, which is natural health. And we started not needing the inhalers that the kids were on for their asthma and their allergies. And my husband's bronchitis got better and I was feeling better. And then somewhere in there, I decided, wow, I really want to use more of these. Let's launch. Maybe I ought to do this as my business, because of course I was also looking at the time for, all right, both kids are in school and I really need to do more with my time and give back to the community more. So I just started rolling that into things I did in the community, and it's turned into a very good business, because once I realized it wasn't just about the big picture of helping the environment, it was also about every person that I would meet who had a health concern that I could help them with, or at least share the knowledge that I had learned along the way from helping my kids and my husband and my neighbors and friends. And I turned the knowledge into a business, basically.
And this has been a career for you for how many years? I mean, a while, right?
It's been 8 years since I bought that Oprah kit.
Wow. And Shackley as a company is very well established.
Yes, they've been around for, the company has been around for 60 years. Wow. But Dr. Shackley didn't actually start the company until he was 60 and was selling products prior to that, and wanted to have a legacy to leave for his children and for everyone else's children. And that is, so this is the 100-year anniversary of Shackley products, actually, this year.
Well, and as you and I have talked in network settings and stuff like that, you know, this show is about seniors, and you got kind of excited about that because, number one, you have a personal experience that is common to, not that she's a senior, she almost, but not quite, but you have diabetes, right?
I do. I'm a type 1.
Yes. And so also you had mentioned to me that as we get older, we don't absorb nutrients as well. So tell us a little bit about that and how Crystal Johnson Health and Shackley products can help seniors.
Well, yep, Mary Jo, that's how we met, isn't it?
Over
there at the Forsyth Senior Providers Network meetings. And I joined that organization because as I came to realize that a lot of our chronic disease is preventable, and it also causes problems with absorption of nutrients from our foods, from wherever, whatever we're putting into our bodies. And that is so true as we age as well. Our bodies just become less efficient at taking nutrients from what we eat. And then for a double whammy on top of that, as we age, we don't need as many calories. So the calories that we do put in our bodies become much more important. And appetite is also something that declines with age, and that is,
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, it's natural. It's a natural process because your taste buds become less sensitive as you age. So food doesn't taste the same, and you can't eat as much. Typically, you're not as active either. So it all comes down to, you know, you are what you eat. Becomes so much more important when you have a chronic condition or as you age. So it's extremely important to pay attention to what's going in to your system. And the Shackley vitamins and supplements, they're a whole science around the development of the products is making sure that they have the highest absorption available. So they, and they have, you know, like even their multivitamins come in various forms depending on, so that everyone can take them. You know, there's, you think of a vitamin as a tablet. Shackley has those and they're very much absorbable. If you drop one in a glass of water, you'll watch it break down. Have you seen that?
No, but I was going to ask you if you're the one that told me that, you know, if you want to know how well your vitamins absorb, drop them in a glass of water.
Oh, yes. Do the comparison. You know, drop your Centrum and your Shackley side by side, and you'll see that not only does the Shackley one break down much quicker, but in, inside it, instead of it being a pile of gray mush that looks like kind of like concrete, it is a, it has all kinds of different colors and flecks in it for all the different nutrients that are in there. They're very food based. And So the absorption of what you're putting in is extremely important all the time, and even more so as you age.
Very good.
You're looking at me. I'm thinking. So okay. You have to carry the conversation while I think.
Well, you tell us some other things that are important. What? You got a question, Sam?
Well, what I'd like to know, I'd like for you to expand on your health, the health of your family before you started this and now. I think that is a vivid picture that our listening audience can understand. So if you can take us through, and I don't know how you do it, but give us an idea of what it was before and what you are, where you are now.
And also, how in the heck can Shackley help somebody with diabetes?
Mm. I'll actually be talking on that Thursday. I have a show just on diabetes that I'll be doing.
You can tell us about that. But go ahead and tell us about that.
Well, part of my role with Shackley, because I'm in a larger business group as well with them, is to help other people who are already using the products or who are distributors of the product to understand how to help people. And because my diabetes has was part of the reason that I really did dive into Shackley hard and other dietary changes and all other natural approaches to health. But I have we call them a health talk every Thursday. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and it is a phone call. You'd call in and with an access code. There's an ID code that you call in, and it is a discussion much like this. And this Thursday, I'll be speaking on diabetes help, pre-diabetes type 1 and type 2, and with a nutritionist, Barb Ligoni, as well.
Boy, I might need to be on that call. My doctor has actually diagnosed me as pre-diabetic.
I can definitely help you with that.
Cool.
Definitely. But to get back to your question, Sam, how did I get started? How did the family progression go? Yeah. I wish I had some kind of before and after documentation, but I never intended to. It wasn't the intention.
You didn't know this was going to be the result.
I did not. As many people don't. But my kids were, unfortunately, the typical kid that you see so often with the exercise-induced asthma, bronchitis, all the upper respiratory issues, going to the doctor, you know, all the time. And this is back when they were, you know, preteens and maybe 8 or 9, 10 was Lauren's age. And so she played soccer, but with an inhaler on the sideline. And my son's issues were also very allergy triggered. He had an inhaler. We had a nebulizer, which is the breathing machine. We owned that because so many times they would get the upper respiratory infection that would then take us to the pediatrician to get the steroids, the Flonase, Zyrtex, the over-the-counter stuff, and the prescribed antibiotics sometimes. So many of those medications. And we were in that cycle where we just knew every fall and winter and spring, because they were triggered by different pollens, then we would have each member of the family in the doctors for at least 2 visits. Mm-hmm. And then we would have multiple prescriptions, plus all that time that we had going to those visits. And then the worry that as a mom about the kids when they were, you know, having to resort to the nebulizer because the inhaler wasn't enough. And then are we going back to the doctor or are we not going back to the doctor? But that went on for years and started way back when my son, who's now 20, was, 2, 3, 4 years old, was where that cycle started. So we went from that to, okay, now I'm putting the kids on a multivitamin and a probiotic. And that's what it started with for them. And little did I know, we just weren't going to the doctor as often. And then at some point, I was in the medicine cabinet in the kitchen, which then became actually more of a vitamin cabinet over time.
Good.
And found their inhalers up there. It that were expired. So I threw out two inhalers. My husband actually had it the worst of anyone because his allergies from the time we came to Atlanta from Houston, the first couple years were fine, and then he started developing bronchitis. He would go from the allergies to sinus infection, go to the doctor, get the prescription, come back, feel fine for a few weeks, and then, oh no, is it coming back again? Go back to the doctor, maybe get another round of antibiotics, plus the Flonase, plus the, you know, steroids, plus the whatever else they gave him. And then his would settle into bronchitis because he was working so much, and the stress on his body of that, he never really got a chance to rest. So every single winter he had bronchitis two times or three times, and 1 year walking pneumonia. So anyway, while I was throwing out the kids' inhalers, I threw out his Advair disc. The doctors were so trying to control his onset of symptoms with asthma medications that they were kind of stumped on exactly where to go with it. And now, right now, we have none of that in the house. We haven't for probably 3 or 4 years throughout all of it. We don't even have the various over-the-counter Zyrtex.
What do you think are the key ingredients there? I mean, you know, this is the tough thing with preventative health and with health in general. You know, what is it that's making you feel good? What are the key elements? Is it that probiotic and multivitamin or whatever? What are they?
The multivitamin fills in the gaps.
The foundation.
That's right. Well, it is. It is a foundation. You're right, Mary Jo. So the multivitamin, when your body can absorb it well, fills in the gaps in your diet. And we have lots of gaps in our diet. And no matter how hard we try, even if we're eating, you know, all fruits and vegetables, which, let's be honest, if you had to keep a calendar and say, how many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today and do that for 7 days in a row, it would be a very small number for most people. And that makes a huge difference because when you're eating the fruits and vegetables, you're not eating the other things because it's a replacement factor in your diet. And the multivitamin fills in your gaps, and then the probiotic helps build your immune system. Up to 70% of our immune function is in our gut. And that is why it's so vitally important to get the probiotics, not just in your system, like yogurt has it in there, but a lot of it's chewed up in your stomach by your stomach acids. It has to survive the stomach acids and get clear down to the lower area of your intestines where it can actually repopulate your bacteria colonies down there. So I gave my children a multivitamin and a probiotic, and it made a huge difference on their overall health.
And you know, isn't that there's a lot of, you know, correlation between the older population and children population. I mean, they start getting some of that again, don't they? Where they do. Yeah,
they do. And it is related to, with children, they're just exposed to so much more. And
so with, are our older folks though, rehabs and stuff like that, you know,
they are when they're in group communities, they mm-hmm. do get exposed, and their systems, their immune systems are not as strong a lot of times. And that all comes back to diet as well, because what you're putting in is vitally important to the whole strength of your system.
You know, I think that is another focus point. You mentioned to me off air about our high carb, high sugar content diet and the problems. And we are notorious. We Americans are notorious for that. Let's develop that idea. So then we can tie the supplements as well as the base diet together.
Give them some building blocks.
Building blocks are, you know, it used to be 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables. That has now increased to 7 to 9, because the fruits and vegetables that are available to us now do not have the same nutrient quality or quantity that they once did.
Okay, and let's develop, and I'm glad you said that. Why?
Because of how they're grown, and the reason why they're grown and hybridized and shipped, and they want to get them to the grocery store to look good more so than to be good.
The genetic manipulation of our fruits and vegetables mm-hmm. results in lower nutrition and absorption rates. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the funny thing is, when I was selling those biomedical research products, I was selling to some of the initial GMO research that was being done at Texas A&M on corn. Some of my clients there that were PhDs, doctors, they had, and it was so secretive. Like, I had to leave all of my gear up at the front desk, and they wouldn't let me into the greenhouses, and I wasn't allowed to have, they made sure I didn't have a camera or anything. It was like a race.
I've done some reading on this, and my understanding, and I'm probably going to get in trouble and politically not correct, but the corn today, the genetic engineered corn, and I'll clarify, the genetic engineered corn has almost zero nutritional value. Is that a reasonable statement?
It is, when you compare it to the original corn available, yes. And not only corn, but wheat mm-hmm. is a huge issue for our diets. And if you read the book Wheat Belly, your eyes will be opened. You will be amazed at just what our food supply is now and how inflammatory it is to our cells and to our system. And that's why eating the green vegetables and the, you know, as many colors as you can possibly get on your plate, you should try to get them from your fruits and vegetables and put them in your system and keep away from the white foods.
Yeah. And Crystal, you touched on another subject, and you brought up this word inflammatory. Everyone over a number of decades has tried to manage and reduce the cholesterol. And my understanding now is the cholesterol, though it causes problems, it's not the real culprit. The culprit is the irritation, the blood vessels, and that's caused to a great extent by high sugar content. And so, in other words, if the blood vessels are not irritated, then the cholesterol won't stick to them, passes through, and only when under that. And there's two main culprits that causes this to happen in the blood vessels: sugar and stress. Two of the main ingredients in American life.
you're exactly right. And sugar is so prevalent in our foods that if you're a label reader, they disguise it. The manufacturers, food manufacturers, know that once you introduce sugar to the human body, your body naturally is hardwired to want it mm-hmm. and to want more. And so they sneak it into everything. And with different names.
I can expand on that. Because of my situation, I've been doing what you suggest, looking, label reading, making, and trying to stay away from sugar. There is sugar in table salt. Put sugar into table salt.
Mm. Well, you know what? Believe it or not, we're running out of time. Oh. But I want to say, Crystal and I are doing something together for our senior community. I'll let you tell them about that. And the public can come. So if you guys want, you know, we're doing it at the park, which is an independent senior living apartment complex in Johns Creek. But we're hereby inviting anyone, everyone, bring your friends. Tell them about that, Crystal. What are we doing?
We are going to talk about good nutrition as we age. And some of the things that we've talked about here today, we will also cover. But we're going to have some different foods that are not the normal standard American diet.
We're going to have a healthy but fun lunch. So you must RSVP. You must RSVP I don't know, Crystal, you want to give them your number? Or the park? I don't have the park handy.
Oh, sure. You can send it to crystaljohnsonhealth@gmail.com.
Okay. Or is there a phone number they can reach you?
Yes, 678-591-7873.
So that is Thursday, the 28th of September. we are doing. Are we going to call it strip and shake?
No.
Tell them what that is.
Yeah, well, Mary Jo heard me say that. Shackley has a new vitamin supplement strip and a meal
strip of vitamins.
A strip of vitamins. It comes in a nice little easy to carry with you pack.
I'm more interested in the other.
And the shake.
and the other connotation of strip.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to do.
And a meal replacement shake. So, yes, we've been doing some strip and shake meetings to introduce those to people. Because they are really, there is nothing else on the market like them. And if you are stripping and shaking, you are giving your body so many good nutrients and you're going to feel so awesome that you will just want to strip and shake all the time.
I do want to say that Crystal, besides her Shackley supplements and vitamins and her knowledge about that, she has a lot of good knowledge about the foundation of good eating and things like that. And we've had lots of discussions. She's helped me and she will help you too. So call her.
Yes.
Crystal, as we end, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Tell her, if I ask you, what one piece of advice might you give our listening audience that to start this green nutrient living, however you want to say it, process, what's the main thing that our listening audience needs to know?
I would say definitely pay attention to what is going in your body every single bite that you take. This is not, as I teach people about diabetes, I realize that the general public is never taught this. But as a diabetic, it's extremely important to know what is in every bite that you take because it affects your blood sugar. It affects everyone's blood sugar, but they just have functioning organs to take care of it, whereas a type 1 diabetic does not. So I would definitely say know what your loved one is eating. If you're taking care of someone who is elderly or if they are in a facility that's taking care of them, know their diet, know what it is they are given to eat and what they ate of what they were given to eat, because that is hugely important to their overall health. If they're not putting the good stuff in, they're not going to be feeling good.
And you know, you nailed it. You went exactly where I was hoping you would go. And it has to do with sugar content and carbohydrates. Really, sugar content, in my mind, is even more important than the carbohydrates. But I have to increase, and sometimes it gets to be a challenge. It does.
It does.
You kind of, you're on the wagon, off the wagon again. But I encourage everyone to reach out to you, Crystal, and try to make some small changes. And with help, you can do it. You really can. We really thank you for being with us. Tell our listening audience one more time how they can get a hold of you.
At crystaljohnsonhealth@gmail.com or crystaljohnsonhealth.com.
And a telephone number if you have one.
678-513-6... Whoops, that's my home phone number. Do not call me there. 678-591-7873.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Sorry we really ran out of time, but we'll do it again. Maybe maybe we need to, I wouldn't mind doing a series of like this. So I'm going to throw that over to Mary Jo, and maybe we can address some other things. And as I'm speaking, Crystal's holding up her little flyer about the diabetes. So,
Thursday night, 9 o'clock is her health call. You can call that phone number. Or look at her website, and she'll give you a passcode or something
to
get on the call?
Yes, we do passcode protect it because it is a small chat session, and we have anywhere from 10 to 30 people on the call, mm-hmm. and we do open it up and allow questions. So.
Good, good. Thank you for being our guest, and we invite you back. We'll do this again.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for today. We thank our listening audience for joining us, and we remind everyone that they can always go to our website, eugeriaradio.com, to listen to rebroadcast of any of the shows that we do. And as always, we want to close and say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.